Dennis and Jason here with EatSleepLift.com, episode number 7. How you doing, Jason?
Great. And yourself?
Not too bad.
Glad to hear it.
So how are you?
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent. Good. Sunday.
Yeah, beautiful Sunday here in Tampa, Florida.
RNC is gone.
Yes, thank God.
Under martial law anymore.
Did you see the pictures of like the SWAT teams and stuff?
No.
The protesters? It was one of the paper. It was insane. It was like deep rows and columns of people in full SWAT gear. It was crazy.
I showed you the picture of them doing it. They said
they
were going to block. They actually said this. Like they released like a statement, I guess, somehow, however they did it. And they actually said they were going to block all traffic from either going onto the interstate or coming off the interstate into
all
downtown.
All you do is annoy everybody and piss everybody off.
And they did it. They did it, though, for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, before they get run the fuck over.
I sent you that picture because I looked outside my window and it's all the shouting and screaming and stuff like that. And I looked outside my window and I went out my balcony and there was about 50 of them that were standing right in front of the off ramps from the interstate.
If I had a truck, I'd run them all over if they got in the way.
I'm sure that would go over well.
Well, hey, there's not much you can do when you're going 70, 80 miles an hour and somebody jumps in front of your car.
They weren't jumping. They're just standing there. You can clearly see them. But anyways, they were like basically the cops came in and surrounded them. Mm-hmm. And I think they just asked them to leave.
We're going to ask you politely to leave.
Oh, the cops were nice. Okay. They blocked off the off ramp so no one got ran over, like you said,
mm-hmm.
with cars and stuff like that, and waited for them to just basically like walk away.
Like little kids.
Yeah, I mean, and they escorted them like down the road, and then all the cops left and let people back on the, you know, and then they actually came back like 10 minutes later. They like left, came back like 10 minutes later, and just walked down the street.
Hmm.
That was like the excitement for what was that? That was like Wednesday night, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
That same that picture.
Yeah, they. I remember you were saying that they had to escort you to and from the gym.
Yeah.
That's insane. I'm so glad I wasn't here for that.
They had this little girl. She was like maybe like 5'2" that had to escort me out of my gym up to the elevator to go to the parking garage to get my car.
For heightened security reasons,
she had to escort everyone out of the gym.
Yeah, you said she gave you the whole spiel, right? Why they were escorting you to the car and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
I asked her. I was like, this is the last day. On Thursday, I was like, this is the last day you're going to have to escort me to the car. And she goes, yeah. She goes, this is for security purposes, though. She goes, you know, they just want everyone to be secure around here during the RNC, and they asked us to do this, you know, and lock down the building and have everyone escorted up. I'm like, okay, great. I feel very secure next to a 5'1" girl that can protect me against anything.
Oh, Jesus. She's going to try and, like, squash lizards or something.
I don't know what she was there for. But yeah, it was a little over the top, but anything for the RNC.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be kind of funny. Like big power lifters and shit. Just 400-pound guys. Oh, maybe not 400 pounds.
No, not 400. I don't think there's any 400-pound guys in my gym. Well, there is. There is probably one guy that I've seen.
There's a couple dudes that are pretty big.
He looks like... It's funny though, because he...
Well, there's that one guy who looks like the guy from the Green Mile. What's that dude's name?
No. It's not. There's this one guy in there, and I see him every once in a while, and I think literally like his shirts are sheets. Like I think they're my bed sheets because I see him walking around, and at first I thought it was like the Kool-Aid guy, right? Because he's wearing like a red shirt.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I was waiting for him to do that, just be like bust out. If I was him, I'd do that.
He comes through the walls.
Dude, he was wearing like okay. His shirt would have covered my bed. Uh-huh. Right, I could use it for a sheet. And I saw him in the gym, right? I like had to do a double take. I'm like, whoa. Yeah, I looked around. I was like, it looked like the cool guy. It's the first thought that came to my mind. It's like, this is the cool guy. I was waiting for him to like jump out and be like, oh, yeah. I mean, if I was him, I'd do that. I'd do that to people because that's what everyone's thinking, you know, when they see him. But no, he's there. He's actually there. He's you know, obviously there to lose weight or something like that. And
is he fatter? Cut?
He's morbidly obese.
Oh, I thought you meant he was like cut.
Like he's well, one good. Step away from being like confined to his bed.
Oh, wow.
No, when maybe, I say, he's well over 400 pounds. Wow. I mean,
What do you see him doing?
No, he has a personal trainer. And, he just does like small things. Like, he's
like
just starting off. Because
he can't do much.
You couldn't put him on a treadmill. He would
fall.
Oh,
Jesus.
I mean,
he probably wouldn't even fit in there, though.
Well,
he's that big.
I mean, because he can't walk. Or he can't really hardly walk. He waddles, you know.
Uh-huh.
Probably
have a heart attack after like 10 years.
And I mean, I see his like personal trainer, and you know, he has like little, gives him like little dumbbells, and they do like, you know, like little like you know, arm raises, you know.
Yeah, anything to try and burn some calories.
Right, anything to get him walking around and, you know, moving stuff. But the only other guy that I've seen, and there's this one guy in there, and he's probably legit, probably like 300, 315. Mm-hmm. And he wrestles for the WWE here.
There's a lot of wrestlers that live here.
Well, he's from, it was funny, I was kind of messing with him. I wasn't messing with him, but I was like trying to get some, you know, trying to get him to admit that he uses steroids. Because I go over to him, right, and this guy's clearly, I mean, he is clearly on steroids. Like, he looks like probably like the Hulk or something like that back in his heyday.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, like, yeah, he's just massive, massively cut, way overcut.
It's like 45-inch biceps. You're like, no, oh, man. Oh,
he's probably like 6'4" and probably weighs at least 320 of pure muscle. Like, probably like, I mean, you can see the striations in every single muscle. Like,
you know what wrestler it was?
No, I don't know his name. I don't know his stage name. But anyways, he's from the UK, and he has a house in Brandon. And I like went to up to him one day, and I was doing like deadlifts next to him, and he was doing like clean and jerk. And I was like asking about his diet and stuff like that, and like what kind of, and then
like,
I was,
hey man,
I
man.
Was like easing into it because I didn't want to call him out, right? You know, because this guy is like towering over me. He could like take like one hand and grab my
and
head.
He's a wrestler. He's gonna power drive you,
crush me.
Spinebreaker.
I'm like, oh, so I was like, what's your diet like?
You know, he carries around chairs like, in his back pocket.
He like went through his whole like diet of like what he eats and stuff like that, you know, and I eased into it. I was like, oh, so what kind of supplements are you taking, you know? And he's like, just take creatine. That's all. Just creatine and protein. That's all I take.
Is he British or what accent is this?
That's the way he talks.
He just has
a weird messed up accent.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I don't know where he's from. Watch wrestling anymore.
He doesn't talk like a normal like English person, like cheerio. No, he has like this.
Hey, like some tea.
He has like
tea's
this crazy
comfort.
Deep
hey,
voice.
No.
But and he has like,
all
he's,
the
like
queen.
He's very cross-eyed, which makes it funny because I don't know what eye to look at when he's talking, where he's looking at.
Oh
but,
God.
Yeah, he comes there and I'm like, dude. I was like, okay, you're from the UK. Obviously, you can just get not free, but you can get legal steroids. I was like, you're on steroids. I know it. Just admit to it. I wish you would, but no, you never would. Even though I question, like, are you? Is that it? That's all you're taking is creatine and protein, and some BCAAs and stuff like that. You know, and but he would never tell me. But he clearly is. But
is it maybe the British Bulldog? Do you have long hair?
Yeah, he has long hair.
British Bulldog.
Let me see the picture.
Let's see if I can.
I can confirm or deny it.
See if you can take see it there. See. I can't bend my laptop anymore.
I know. Well, you can pick it up and move it, but
no, it's tight. All that stuff here is the British Bulldog. Nope, not him. Never mind. All right, well, the mystery remains.
That was very close, but I can tell you it's not him.
I don't know.
I don't think he's that big, well-known as, I guess, the British Bulldog.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember we used to have this kid argue with me that wrestling was real back in middle school.
Back
I was
back
like,
in middle school.
That's like them saying, like, oh, no, they don't do steroids. I'm like, you can't get that big without.
That's why
very few gifted people can get that big without steroids.
Have you ever seen the studies done though on wrestlers from like the 70s, like Hulk Hogan and all the other guys? Like, Hulk Hogan hasn't died yet, but the other guys, a lot of the other guys that were wrestlers during like the 70s and 80s, like big, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there's like a whole pattern, a whole study they've done, like. Eight of them so far, like the main ones, have all died from heart failure due to enlarged heart from steroid use, and all in their like 45. Like they hit like 45, and they've all died within like plus or minus three years to like 45 due to heart failure.
Yeah, well, now that they have such a.
Well, they said that one guy, like Randy Savage, that just died or something, whatever that guy's name was that was here in Tampa.
Macho Man.
I mean,
slam into a slip chair.
He died. I can't remember what he had, like a heart attack.
But he was old though. He was older.
But he had a heart attack when he was, like, driving, I think, and then...
Something like that. I don't know. Yeah, well, now they have that whole pain pill thing, because their body goes through a lot of abuse, man. Even if it is staged, that stuff still hurts.
Yeah. They're still jumping off ropes and doing all these crazy, like,
tables.
Moves and stuff.
I always wanted to throw somebody through a table. Just, oh, no. And then you have to have somebody announcing, like, oh, my God, here it comes. Oh, steel cage match and, like, steel chair to the head. Thunk. Like, it's always funny because you see them hit the heads and you see the chairs get, like, dented. I don't know if it's like, thinner metal, if it's the real chairs.
They probably use some kind of stage chairs. Like, they have stage glass, you know, for, like, movies.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's, like,
really sugar.
Thin. Yeah.
Sugar. Yeah.
Sugar. And it doesn't hurt and, you know.
I don't know. And actually, that's...
Maybe they have, like, tinfoil, like, chairs or something like that.
Speaking of that, going on that steroids thing, that GRB10. If you haven't heard about this, there's, what is it, Australian guys?
Something like that.
They basically found there's like some gene where if you turn it off, it's they call it the Hulk.
The Hulk protein.
Yeah. So basically, if you turn it off,
it's not a protein powder, it's a gene. Yeah. Let's get that clear right now. Yeah. There's no protein powder that's going to do this for you.
This is gene therapy. And so, if you believe that, like, there is a protein powder, you're reading too many magazines.
Continue going to the gym, because this is not going to happen to you at any time soon.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious because, you know, it's one of those things that'll probably help, like, people like muscular dystrophy and...
Well, that's what they're using it for.
Yeah.
People that have, severe muscle loss due to one thing or another like that, right?
I'm trying to think of the implications, like, if this ever gets through and let's say they make medication for it, we're probably looking at least...
way too muscular?
Well, no, but... Well,
that's the implication right there.
No, but we're looking at maybe probably 15 years down the road, right? But you get too muscular. But, like, think about how that if they start applying this to, like, say, elderly people, right? Because obviously there's the medical, you know, normal people, the people who need it. But then you start getting, let's say, giving it to elderly people, which basically that's why a lot of old people get fall and stuff, because, I mean, obviously their bones are weak, but their muscles are weak too. So do you think if maybe giving it this kind of stuff to older people would, I don't want to say enhance their lives, but do you think maybe they might maybe even live longer, basically because of the fact that they can do more and kind of stay active? Because I'm kind of that. I'm in that field of, like, once you stop, that's it.
What do you mean once you stop?
Like, once you get old, once you stop moving around, you're done. I've seen it with my grandparents and stuff. Like, once...
Well, that's like that 72-year-old bodybuilder we saw pictures of.
Yeah, I forgot what his name was.
He's, like, amazing looking. But then you read the article, and it's like he's done, like, growth hormones.
No, but we were talking about the other dude, too, the black guy. Oh, my God, what's his name? I can't remember his name. But he doesn't do anything. He just eats. He's a vegan, the vegan guy.
I don't know about him.
Yeah, he won Mr. Olympia at like 62, age of 62. But that guy's moving too, and he doesn't do any steroids or anything. He's just natural bodybuilder.
Well, this was the guy. This is a 72-year-old guy that. Oh, yeah, that other guy. Yeah, that guy was like freaking jacked, and he was like 72 years old. But they were talking about his like use of like growth hormones and stuff like that.
Oh, I definitely do steroids at that age.
Well, I mean, you can go in into any doctor's office, well, at least here in Florida, at age 26, and say that you need testosterone therapy, and they will prescribe you testosterone even if you think that you have, you know, low testosterone.
Yeah, but they're not going to assign you past a certain point, though.
No, they give you, like, that topical cream or whatever is, you know, the
it's whatever stuff. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called. But, well, but, I mean, it is a legit problem.
Androgel.
A lot of people, yeah.
Like androgel.
A lot of people do have low testosterone.
I'm not saying they don't.
Yeah, well, you know, responsible doctors. You also have pill mills here.
Yeah. Well, so. Florida's, like, what is it? Florida's, like, one of the biggest pill mills, especially Tampa yeah. area.
It's funny because you see, we watch Cops, and it's all they do is bust people for meth and pills. And
well, I remember what was it? We were talking about it a while ago, like a couple months ago, about all the doctors that got busted for selling pills
mm-hmm.
around here.
You know what I learned though is actually one of the girls from Muay Thai. She's studying to be a doctor, I think, like a brain surgeon or something ridiculous, and she's talking about how like she was working in like an inner city hospital. And she's afraid to prescribe these medications to people because she's like, they won't take it, but they'll sell it. And if it gets traced back to the person who sold it, the doctor gets in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how does a doctor get in trouble for prescribing medication that was... I mean, obviously, you can take a look and see if it's being overprescribed. But if it's something that's being prescribed, how can you get in trouble for it?
My oral surgeon did that to me. I was so mad when I had my wisdom teeth pulled.
Uh-huh.
I was... how old was I? 18 or 19. Uh-huh. I had all four teeth removed in the same day. And that consultation prior to it, you know, we're going through like, yeah, you know, ask me any questions and like that. And I don't know what it is. My teeth are very sensitive. Like, I hate going to the dentist. I had braces on. That was like a horrible
experience.
Don't
like needles. You're afraid of the dentist.
I hate needles. Afraid of the dentist.
What's wrong with you?
But I remember like he goes, do you have any questions like that? I'm like, yeah, what kind of pain medication am I going to get? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I'm just telling you right now, I have very sensitive teeth. I was like, so obviously everything's going to hurt really bad. And so he's like, okay, I'll take care of you, don't worry about it. And so we get through the operation, right? And I was knocked out, but he gave my dad the prescription. And then like when I come to, you know, he's like, oh, do you want some pain pillers or something like that? I'm like, yeah, let me have some. It's like some over-the-counter like Tylenol that he prescribed, like extra strength Tylenol.
That's what they told me. Everybody else got all these prescription drugs. They told me just take Advil. I just took Advil. I didn't have any pains with it.
Everyone I knew that got their wisdom teeth pulled,
I wouldn't take that stuff.
All got those crazy pain pills, like OxyContin and stuff like oxycodone. That. They got that and then like some other stuff.
What's that other one? There's OxyContin, OxyContin.
Starts with a V or something like that.
Viagra.
No. It's like Valium or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't.
But I was like, I knew that. I was like, that bastard. I was like, I'm not. I wasn't some, you know, 18-year-old kid that's going to go out there and sell.
Well, he doesn't know. You can't really expect.
But I'm just saying, like, how are you supposed to be, what's the gray line about that? How are you supposed to be honest? Like, I was trying to be honest with him, saying, hey, I'm not going to try to, like, abuse this stuff. I'm not going to sell it. I just, it really hurts. But, Jamie got it. She had one wisdom tooth pulled. And they gave her an entire, like, whole bottle.
Here's a year's worth of OxyContin.
Yeah, they gave her an entire bottle full of OxyContin, and she took one and got sick and threw the whole thing away.
Yeah, that shit will get you screwed up, man. I've never taken it, just from people. I know somebody who She was in the hospital, and they gave her that stuff, and she said she was hallucinating. She was like seeing talking squirrels, and she's like, "Take me off that. I'm not doing that shit again."
Not messing with it. But well, some people love it.
Oh yeah, clearly. Well, yeah.
But that's the thing. It's the easiest thing for doctors to do nowadays is, I have this thing wrong with me. Oh, here's a ton of pills.
Well, they just prescribe.
That's what I'm saying.
For every problem, they prescribe something, and then that causes something else, so you get something else prescribed.
Yeah, you do anything.
That's like Ozzy Osbourne. He was taking like 50-some medications because everything they kept giving one, and then he went to another doctor. Like, nah, dude, you just need like your cholesterol medication.
That's like the easiest thing for doctors to do nowadays.
And that's how they fixed him up, because he was all blah, 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 blah.
You go to the doctor, and they're like, here's a pill for this. Take this.
Yeah.
And then you go back, and you're like, oh, I'm seeing squirrels. And you're like, oh, here's a pill for that. You know,
and then that causes diarrhea, so then you need another pill to prevent diarrhea.
It's like the whole like sleeping pill nowadays. Like everyone has a problem sleeping, and then they prescribe you the Ambien or something like that. All of a sudden now you're like
Ambien, Lunesta.
You're like sleeping. You're like sleepwalking, and you're like driving your car while you're like asleep. Like I read the story about that.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of people that talked about Ambien, and how they're on it, and how it like they were like insane. Like they wake up.
They say that Ambien is like, you know, it takes like you're fine, and then like 20 minutes you're out.
Yeah.
But some people, if you go past those 20 minutes, like you're awake, you're basically like in a dream state. So like you're awake,
but you're still awake.
But you're sleeping, but you're basically sleepwalking. So that's what I say. Like sometimes, like people mix that with like energy drink or something, and they go past that time frame until they're awake, but they're really sleeping.
This one guy, he was talking about how he had to get off of it. He had problems sleeping, but he was on Ambien, and he was like, it causing him too much problems. He said he wrecked his car like twice.
Wow.
Like he would end up on his like the middle of the yard the next morning. He'd just like wake up in the middle of the yard. And he got in trouble like driving his car. He like drove his car like into his like his neighbor's house or something like that from this Ambien stuff. And he had to quit taking it.
Huh. Well, anyways, imagine doing that GRB10 with like steroids.
Oh yeah, back to our original topic at hand. The GRB10. So this is supposed to allow you to increase muscle mass.
The only thing I can think of is like, what's that? What do they call that? Blue Betty or something? That cow, that breed of beef that's like just, it's like the bodybuilder of the cow world.
Oh,
that white one.
I know what you're talking about.
Where they shave it. It's just like it could easily win like Mr. Olympia.
I can't really name it. Talking about, it's that one cow it's like 1,200 pounds of like pure muscle.
Yeah, it's like Belgian.
Belgian
white or something. Where they basically just kept breeding it over time. And I wonder if that's part...
It's pure muscle.
Because it was a genetic mutation, but they kept breeding that genetic mutation.
Right.
I wonder if that has anything to do with that GRB10.
Look it up on Google real quick.
Well, I'm not going to find enough to know what...
Google
I think it's
muscular cow or something like that, and you'll get it, I guarantee it.
I think it's Belgian white.
But anyways, you'll Google muscular cow and you'll get it. Like, first hit on Wikipedia, I guarantee it.
But yeah, I'm curious if that's a mutation of that GRB10. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. It could possibly be.
And it just, someone accidentally, you know, not accidentally, but they obviously found it with regards to
But anyways, it's GRB10 protein that they discovered.
Belgian
blue.
I was close.
But wasn't the first link on Reddit, I mean on Google?
No, I just typed in, bodybuilder cow.
and it came up, first link, Belgian blue.
No, the first one, it's that cow, but I had to scroll down to like the fourth or fifth, sixth, seventh link.
But anyways, if apparently in mice, they did a study where they located the, what was it called? The
GRB10.
GRB10 protein in two studies in two different classes of mice. And they disrupted the gene in one control group.
Or not the study, the test group.
Yeah. And then left the other one alone. And normal, the other, the rats that had a disrupted GRB10 protein,
turned into Hulk mice.
Yeah, basically gained significant more muscle mass than their.
What's the story behind the Hulk? Because I know the Hulk basically was he got upset because it was like his family got crushed underneath a car or something, and he was like studying adrenaline and he injected himself with too much adrenaline or something like that.
I don't know, something like that.
So maybe he discovered it too.
He might have.
They just didn't.
And they turned green somehow.
They turned green. All that radioactivity.
But anyways, so yeah, applying that to the human world. I mean, think about
like,
it.
Like, just imagine that with steroids. Like, well, I don't.
I can see though. There's some a lot of complications though with this. If they disrupt this gene in humans,
it's gene manipulation. Man.
Then
like,
you're talking
knows?
About all your different organs have to change.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of those things. Like,
because if you're gaining more muscle mass, think about your heart. Your heart now has to like pump. Like a considerable amount of blood through.
Yeah,
you're gonna have an enlarged heart. Like, what about repairing? Like your that's the same problem with steroids. Like right now, your steroids they enlarge your heart because your heart's a muscle, and so it enlarges your heart, and that's what causes heart failure, so leads to death. I mean, you disrupt this protein, all of a sudden, you're repairing muscles much faster. You're growing them. Does your heart get larger? Do you have to live with this enlarged heart problem condition? I mean, what is it? All to get back muscle mass?
Yeah, once you start getting into genes and DNA stuff,
we're on the other end of the spectrum in terms of knowledge of this stuff, so we have no idea.
I mean, have you? Yeah, especially we're
studying that
stuff.
I can just speculate, though, about all the side effects.
Yeah, well, that's like, I don't know if you ever, there was a documentary, I think, on dinosaurs, and they were going through the DNA of a chicken, right? And
yeah, I think I read this.
Using some bacteria, they ended up turning off certain genes in a chicken. And the chicken actually had teeth and tails, just like a dinosaur. It was really crazy. And all I did was flip one gene. It's like almost like flipping a bit in a computer. It just changed the whole outcome of what was going on. So, yeah, who knows what implication that could have.
Yeah, it's going to be like a ripple effect. Like, you change this one protein, and all of a sudden everything else changes.
Then you have a tail.
And yeah, and then you end up
with... tails would be kind of cool.
You end up muscular, but you have a 5-foot-long tail.
Dude, that'd be cool. Because you have to get a hole in the your pants.
You would have to, and then people would be like playing with it.
Unless you wear a dress, in which case it's going to lift your dress up.
Yeah, it's going to lift your dress up. Everyone's going to see everything. They should just stop research right now. We're done.
Give me that tail. It gave new meaning to chasing tail.
All right, Jesus. Moving on.
Oh, man. I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, GRB10. I don't know.
Interesting study that they've come up. And they also, I was reading online a little bit, just a title. I did not read anything into it. But apparently in 2 years' time, there will be a cure for male pattern baldness.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah. I also read the link, I didn't actually read the thing
on
either.
The shelves.
Well, Rogaine works, but...
It does. My one of my gym partner during the week...
Just once you take it, you guys keep taking it.
I to tell him he should be like a spokesman for Rogaine. He was balding. And, I mean, he is, starting at the very back of the head, and he was going forward with it. And then the front of his hair was getting all, thinned out and stuff like that. And he started doing the Rogaine regimen where he did it twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. And, he actually, his hair went back to a thicker full head of hair.
Full mane.
I mean, not like incredibly.
Well, not like when you're 15.
Right, yeah, not when you're 15, but did have some...
late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, some... Well, he's
expected.
He's only late 20s.
Well, yeah, that's like late 20s, early 30s.
What you're expected of, yeah. But, he actually did... It worked. I mean, he... Yeah. And
that's,
I noticed it,
also,
though.
That's also gene therapy.
But he went. I noticed it though because he went back to only doing one treatment a day, and I noticed that his hair started thinning out. I'm like, "Have you discontinued the use of your Rogaine?" He's like, "I'm only doing it one time a day." I'm like, "You should probably go back twice."
Is that an oral thing or is it like a shampoo?
It's shampoo.
No.
You just like put it all over your head and
scrub it.
Which I thought would be hilarious if you
put that away.
If you put it in like a girl's like face wash. I told him that. I was like, "Do you hate any girls?" Like at your work, Jesus. Or something like that. I think you should just put it in like her face wash or something like that.
You put it in the hand sanitizer,
lotion or something like that.
No, you put it in the the soap thing at work. If you
start
getting really hairy.
That's
hands,
what I'm saying. Like,
you're
it'd be
like,
funny.
What
like, I thought it'd be funny if you got like the face wash. Like, she invites you over,
God,
like you go to like a coworker party or something like that, and you go in there and just like fill up her face wash with Rogaine.
This feels so
she's like
smooth.
Using Rogaine on her face for like a month.
That's just so cruel. It's so horrible on so many levels.
Either that or put Nair in her shampoo.
Oh. Oh, think about Jesus. That. You're one calculating bastard. I'll tell you that. Good gosh. Put.
All of a sudden, it's just falling.
What would you do when you put that on? Like, oh my god! Like your hands are like stuck to your head too. I mean, I don't know what hair looks like. Or, I mean, or what it acts like, the behaviors of it. But I can just imagine it's like a sticky, like pine sap almost.
Hey, do you know what nair is?
I do know what it is, but I've never used it, so I don't know how sticky
just,
it is.
I don't think it's sticky. I think it's just like a regular lotion that just basically kills your hair.
No, nair is the stuff that you rip off with the paper when
no,
you go.
No, that's
isn't
wax.
It? Oh, then what the hell is nair?
I tell you, it's just like a shampoo. It feels like it's just a shampoo.
Is it really? It's a what? What's a depilatory?
Depilatory. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it dissolves the hair down. Yeah, so it's just like a lotion.
It's just like a topical lotion. You know what also does that? Hydrochloric acid. Do you know what hydrochloric acid is?
It probably contains that.
Huh?
To some extent.
I remember, did you take chemistry?
No.
Do you know moles and stuff?
I did back in high school. I didn't.
Do you know what one molar is?
No,
okay,
I don't remember anything.
We had chem lab one time, and we had to use some HCl, some hydrochloric acid. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, grab this one. We had to dilute it down like 0.25 molar or something like that. And I grabbed it. And the girl, my lab partner, handed it to me. And she wasn't the brightest. So I was like, you should have known this. And I made the mistake of like standing over it, and I caught a whiff of it. It was 7 molar hydrochloric acid. Like, this is just pure, like, highly concentrated.
And you died.
No, but like
you burned your lungs, didn't you?
I felt my nose and my eyes burning, and I was like, holy shit. And I told the lab TA, I was like, I just inhaled some hydrochloric acid. She's like, oh, that's not good. Like, I think he was from Kenya. I was like, should I do anything? She's like, I don't know. I was like, oh, Jesus, I could die, and I don't know. No one knows what to do. I'm like, can I go outside for some air?
You burned your lungs.
Yeah. I luckily, I didn't like breathe or anything. I just like stood over it because I was trying to measure out a little bit to even it out, dilute it. Oh my god, I was like, can I go outside for some air? She's like, yeah, go. I was like, my nose burns. I think it burned all my nose hairs.
Yeah.
Like, singed everything. Dude, that's
you've got like an internal chemical burn.
That stuff is crazy. Have you ever seen it like dissolve anything?
No, the only thing.
It just disintegrates.
The only thing I did when I was working summers during college at the paper mill is we used pure bleach to clean the inside of the industrial floor. And we weren't allowed to wear respirators because you had to be qualified to wear a respirator.
What?
And
how does that work?
I asked.
Oh, I guess I can see. So you don't screw it up and then sue the company because you didn't know how to use a regulator.
Something like that. But they had them. We just weren't allowed to wear them. And so we were like, it's inside a big industrial building. The floors are like all like, you know, like
concrete or
concrete, but they're
bleach
like
resistant.
They're
yeah.
like, well, they had like all these like algae because it's damp. It's like all this like mold and algae is growing on the bottom floor, and that's why they wanted to bleach it because they didn't want anyone, you know, they didn't want anyone to fall. They wanted to kill, you know, get all out. And we're like sitting there, and they had this big front end loader that held like this 10,000 gallon drum of pure bleach, and we had a hose coming out of it, and we're supposed to stand in front of this thing.
You guys
walk.
Are like frolicking around with that. I was like, yeah.
Oh, we were spraying it, but
like, dude, that's
like
bleach, like what the?
And like it was like maybe like half an hour, and everyone's just dying, like couldn't breathe, it was hard to breathe, like your nose just hurt, your eyes were like dying, stuff like that.
Jesus.
And we like go into this, we go back into our boss's like, you know, like a little office area, and we're like, dude, give us the freaking respirators, or we're not doing this. And it actually got like it got so bad that it got escalated up to like the plant manager.
Oh wow.
And he was
that's a huge safety concern.
But that's what I'm saying. He goes. He told my boss, he was like, wait, you're making them spread pure bleach around without wearing any kind of, like, respiratory, you know, device? And the boss was like, well, they're not qualified. And he's like, well, why would you make them do that then?
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
It's like, why would you even ask them to do that if they're not allowed to wear respirators?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, speaking on basically the same thing, like, plants, we went to, I think it was phosphate plant or some kind of plant over in Land O'Lakes.
I remember this. You told me like 2 years ago.
Something like that, yeah. And
to do the on-site.
Yeah, and they do like really hazardous chemicals, and like they basically have to stop the plant when there's like certain winds and stuff, and they're like, oh, well, they're turning this tower off or turning it on, and like, oh, it's just going to be some insert ridiculously dangerous chemical here like going through the air, so we have to wait here. I'm like, shouldn't we like be inside or something, or have some kind of respirator or mask, kind of like Don't we die if we catch a whip of that? He's like, yeah.
You see all like the civilians that are living around this plant. They all have like five arms.
Yeah, because we had to sit down and watch the safety test and everything. Like, locate your nearest wash station, your nearest emergency plant shutdown button. I was like, shit.
That's could you imagine living in like China where they have no regulations about what you can do in terms of putting toxic, you know, substances into the air or water over there?
Yeah, they're not very good about that stuff yet.
You saw that one, I think you saw it.
Oh, look at the Beijing article, Olympics.
The article I sent you, though, it was this one, the worst town of China in terms of air pollution, and because of all the industrial plants that are in this area. If you live there and you breathe the air there, it's the equivalent of smoking two packs of cigarettes a day.
Wow.
That's how bad, every single day.
That's crazy.
And the amount of pollution that you inhale.
Well, that's like when you go out west, they say like you can basically see like this cloud of smog just over like...
Yeah, I've done it.
San Diego and stuff.
You fly into any big city... It has just a dome of smog around that city.
That's crazy.
I flew into, I think it was, I can't remember, it was some big city. I want to say it's like either, it was like Detroit or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I remember where flying, you know, whatever. And I can see, like on the horizon, just, it looked like a snow globe. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the city's in the middle and there's like, the, you know, the snow.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just this yellow haze.
Like, is that rain?
Around just a glow, a yellow haze around this city.
That's one of the nice things that Tampa has. Is Tampa, there's like certain laws. I don't know if it's Tampa or Florida where like you have to have a certain amount of green per like buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
Which helps a lot. Like, you know, all Tampa's kind of popular. And like you look out your window and like, dude, there's a lot of green. A lot of trees.
Yeah, it's just
there
not
in Tampa.
A concrete jungle.
Yeah. Because there's nothing to soak that up or clean the environment. It's like you look in New York and there's Central Park. And Central Park is big, but think of New York. New York.
Well, look at right here. Look at the window.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, you look
green.
Out. There's
you can
grass.
See the sunset. Yeah.
Yeah, there's green everywhere.
It
trees,
looks like a
grass.
Sea of green. It looks like there's no houses here at all.
Yeah, and we're in downtown.
Yeah, well, yeah, our downtown's pretty pitiful though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not nothing.
It's like
I
think
Miami
four
or like
high rises, that including like business buildings and stuff.
Yeah, the high rises.
You have six, I think, maybe six. There's
of
this building.
Pure
there's
business districts.
Well, business like buildings past like five floors.
Yeah.
There's like six.
Skyscrapers.
Yeah, skyscrapers / high rises.
There's clearly some that have probably 50 plus floors.
Well, no, but I'm saying anything higher than five floors. There's like six.
Yeah.
There's not very many.
But there's not very many skyscrapers. But there's also, I mean, there's still like the business, you know, downtown districts where not everything is a skyscraper, where they still have a lot of.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, like compared to other downtowns, like this is.
Yeah.
You come here from like New York, you're like, what is this? Is that your downtown? I thought that was like.
When I was going to Puerto Rico, I flew into Miami, right? And yeah. I flew into the International Airport, which is in downtown Miami. And we had to do a fly around for them to, you know, line up to the runway.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we flew over downtown Miami, did a basically U-turn over the ocean and came back into downtown. And like their business district was massive in terms of like the number of skyscrapers. And also they're like just pure, because my brother lives there, their pure living district of skyscrapers and condos and stuff like that is equally as big.
Oh yeah, there's a ton of high rises down there, and condos and stuff.
Yeah, right there on the. He lives right there on the Miami River or whatever it's called. He doesn't live in South Beach. You have to take a bridge over to get to South Beach.
Beach isn't that good of a place.
No.
It's a horrible beach.
No, yeah, but he lives on the Miami River right there, and they have this. It was really cool. They had so they have the Miami River, right, and then they have like that's the intercoastal.
Yeah.
And then they under that they have the South Beach. You have to take a bridge, you know, across the river, which is a big river. But they had these two condos that built. They were built right in the middle of the intercoastal. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You know what's funny is I know, but I don't think I've ever even actually been downtown Miami.
No?
No. Because the only times I've ever really gone out, like, with friends and stuff have been Fort Lauderdale. Because
yeah.
I don't really know anybody in Miami. Miami is just my grandparents.
Well, I suggest not going to South Beach.
It was Southwest. I've been to South Beach. There's nothing there.
Well, anyways, this is really cool because they had this river, right? It's a very big river. Intercoastal.
Yeah, yeah.
Very big intercoastal. Like, I mean, you can fit like cruise liners in there, it's like that.
Oh yeah, because that's a major port.
Yeah, it's a huge port and a huge river.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like so cool because we were flying and there's this one of the bridges that goes from downtown Miami to South Beach, right? And then there's like this little island that's built in the middle of the intercoastal that the bridge like skips to.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it skips from that little island.
Yeah, it's like an intermediary.
Intermediate. It's like. And it's whatever really cool because they had like four high-rise condos built on this, the middle of the intercoastal.
Yeah, they put buildings wherever the hell they want.
I'm like, dude, that's awesome. And they had a place where ships could go in between like the four buildings to get through like big ships. You know, big ships could go in between the four buildings and then through on the other side of the bridge. It was awesome.
They actually did that in Clearwater where they ended up putting up all these high-rises and condos. And I think that actually ruined Clearwater. To take away from all the businesses that were there, and like you can't see the beach, like Clearwater,
putting all the condos there.
Beach, yeah,
yeah.
Because before you should be able to see the beach, and they basically privatized everything there, and now it's all just like condos.
Now
like
that everything's
nobody,
condos, yeah. You
there's
can't
no
see
hotels.
Anything.
There's nothing, so
you
nobody
can't
goes
see
down
anything.
There.
The main the beachfront's all taken over by condos.
I remember when there used to be just one hoteler that was like 7-8 stories,
you can't
and that
even
was
park
it.
There anymore, like unless you live there, you can't even go to the beach because there's no place to park. I remember last time we had a park,
and
we had a park in a CVS parking
lot. That beach used to be
amazing.
Now it's all like dirty and cloudy and sharks.
But this is a very
How did
small,
we end up on this? This is
I don't know, a very small downtown area here in Tampa. It's getting bigger though. The mayor does have big plans to try to increase you know, people living down here.
They were talking about possibly putting the Ray Stadium over on the other side of the Howard Franklin.
Yeah, they should.
That and I never thought about that, but that would actually be a pretty decent spot because it's just over the bridge.
Well, they're talking about putting it right
this
there.
This is local
Tampa
talk with
ECPlus.com. No one wants to drive to St. Pete to see a Rays game because, first off, there's no place to park. Second off, it's right in the middle of the ghetto.
Yeah, and it takes no less than an hour to get there.
Yeah, right.
And that's if there's nobody
for
going to watch a game
from
or
Tampa,
anything.
From anyone in Tampa, don't care where you are. I don't care, you know.
No less than an hour.
Even if you're right there by the Howard Franklin, like let's say you live in
the house
traffic, right there
at
the Intercoastal. And you still have to jump on the Howard Franklin or the Gamby or whatever it is, and the Gandy Bridge, and you still have to drive over the Howard Franklin into St. Pete, take St. Pete, and then still drive down to the freaking Tropicana Stadium, and then get off at one of the exits right there, and then try to find a parking spot. So I don't – yeah, anywhere in Tampa, if you live in anywhere in Tampa, you're a minimum of an hour to get there.
Yeah, because if you get off at work at 5, right? Let's say
the
you
games are like, the games are 7. Like at
yeah,
7
let's
o'clock.
Let's say you don't have to worry about kids. The game's over at 5, right? You get in your car, whatever. By the time you leave, your work is probably like sitting at 5:15, right?
Mm-hmm.
No less than an hour to get there. It's going to take you an hour and a half
to get
there. No,
you're leaving from work. You're leaving right from
work
to get there.
You're leaving right from work, right?
You can't go home and get your kids. You can't go home.
You're going right from work. 5:15, you get there. Let's say an hour and 15.
Yeah, but you forget, like 275
so like
is always jam-packed at that time.
Then you have to
people
gonna,
are trying
you
to go away
to,
from downtown and then into St. Pete.
You have to pay to park.
Yeah, you're
which
always
is
paying
insane
the park.
Pricing now. Now, once you're inside, you're going to have to eat something because you've been starving all day. And I think a cheeseburger goes for like $12. Just plain old run-of-the-mill, like frozen
meat. I don't
know,
$12.
I'm telling you, I paid it. $12 for plain old cheeseburger. If you want a bacon cheeseburger, it's like $16.
I have a really good story about that.
What's your story?
About 3 years ago, I think 3 or 4 years ago, we all decided, myself, Jamie's roommate, and her boyfriend, who was from UF, and we all decided to go to a Rays game because they had, like, it was, like, $11 tickets for awesome seats there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And we all go. So we all pack up and we go to this game, right? And, of course, we had to pay, like, the $20 to park and, like, this, you know, nasty neighborhood. And we get our tickets, you know, we go in there and we're sitting. And then I go get the nachos, right? I get them loaded down with everything. I get queso, I get salsa, and I get jalapenos all in nachos, right?
$45.
No, that's on the point. So I come back and we're sitting there, and there's two things that happen. So we're sitting there, right, and we're watching the game, eating my nachos, and Jamie asked me, she's like sick or something like that, and she asked me to open her pill, and her pill, little whatever leave or whatever it was, you know, for a cold. And so I'm sitting there fidgeting. You know how they're really hard to open up? There's like the childproof ones.
Yeah.
And you have to like separate the edges, the corners. You have to like pull that strip. Well, I did that. I'm like separating it. And you know how there's like that still like that little tinfoil like ceiling on there. And you have to press pop it out. So I'm sitting there and I'm opening it up. And I pop it out. And the pill goes flying. Hits the guy in front of me in the back. And goes down and goes into his butt crack.
Oh, jeez.
He wasn't wearing any underwear or something like that. He's like leaning forward, you know.
Oh,
so it was
like
his like pants like, you know, like went away and like. And the pill, like, went, it was, like, long. It was, like, one of those, like, long, like, 500 milligram pills.
Yeah.
It went down his butt. And then he, like, turned around and, like, looked at us. And I was, like, dying laughing because I saw what happened. And Jamie was, like, dying laughing.
Like, sir, you might have some rectal pains later in case you do.
I'm like, that guy's going to go home. He's going
to poop, like, I didn't eat that pill.
You know, like a white pill floating in the toilet.
You know what's funny? A good side effect to working out is being bigger because...
No, really?
Well, yeah, but... I mean,
I go to the gym and get smaller. I don't know about you.
Well, some people do. Lose weight.
Like, I was huge to begin with. I was like 300 pounds at like 8% body fat. I just hated that. I wanted to be much smaller. Now I'm like 215 at like 12% body fat.
No, much better. The reason I say that is because... I think every sporting event I've been to, at least outside of like UF games, I've almost gotten to a fight. Like
that's just you though. You're an angry person.
No. Dude, I'm gonna tell you no.
We're talking all day today. All day today. You're like no, talking I'm, about.
And you know what it
people.
Is? And a lot of them had to do with Boston.
I'm gonna beat these people.
It had to
up.
Be Boston fans. At least when I go to Rays games, it's usually against Boston for some reason, and it's always been against Boston fans. There, and I've gotten almost into fights at USF.
That's because you wear a Florida hat to a USF game.
And I wore everything else USF.
And somehow USF thinks that we're like rivals with the UF.
Oh, this kid wanted to fight me. He's like, well, you don't even go to that school. I'm like, actually, dude, I do. I was like, I'm sorry. I just ended there because I didn't know who was buddies or anything. I was like, dude, I don't want to get kicked out before we get into the game. And I almost
that was before the game?
That was walking into
so
the game.
So he was like already like drunk before.
He was
like,
drunk and he like, wanted to fight me already because I had my Gator hat on. That was actually the West Virginia game when they played a couple years ago, like one of the best football games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I almost got another fight at a USF game because we bought tickets online. My friend bought them. And we had a ticket stubs. And we're sitting in the seats, and these kids show up. They're like, you're sitting in our seats. They're like, no, we're not. This is like, these are our seats. He's like, no, this is where you sit where you want. You got our seats. He made this whole deal. I was like, look, dude, this is my ticket right
this
here.
This is where you sit where you want?
Yeah. Because it's something, one of those things, but we actually had tickets.
And you were sitting where you wanted to, so what's
yeah, it? Yeah, it was something like, if you're a USF student, you pay like $5 and you can sit wherever you want, but if you have a ticket, you have a ticket. That's your assigned seat.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if it's in that section.
So what was his
And
was
he's
his
like, making
like
this big, his kid was like maybe like 120 tall, and trying to probably show off his girlfriend. I was like, look, bro, if you want to start shit. In my head, I was already going to throw him over the upper deck, because we were on the upper deck, you know, we didn't. There's nice seats to watch the game.
Why did he care where he sat?
I don't know. There's empty seats all around us. I was like, are you serious? But yeah, being big kind of deters some arguments. I almost fought a Boston guy at one of the Rays games. Because we're sitting up top, right? And we're just having a fun time. And this guy just starts banging on the chair. It's like, bam, 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 let's go. And it just got to the point. I was like, "Yo, man, do you mind chilling out? Because you're shaking our whole row. Like, I can't hear anything. You're shaking the row. You're just being obnoxious." I didn't even say. I just said it in a really nice way. He was like, "Oh man, I'm just trying to support my team." I was like, "Yeah, just don't be a dick about it." And then he did it again. And my friend was like, "Yo, man, I really don't want to start any problems here. Like, I'm a Boston fan too, but you don't have to do this. They're just drunk fucking Boston
fans. You're just an angry person inside."
No, but well, because I don't know, just being big kind of deters that. Although being big doesn't mean you can fight.
It sure does help, though.
It helps. Like, that's the most security guards. They're just big. Doesn't mean
they're
fight.
They're fat. They're always, like, big and fat, yeah. though. Ever notice that?
Yeah, cool, because they can block bullets better.
Just, like, I mean, they don't rely on muscle. They just rely on their ooh, like, size. Hammer. They're like, I weigh 400 pounds.
They just push
I will,
you out of the way.
Yeah, they like,
their stomachs.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, like, yeah.
Just an angry person all around.
Yeah.
But
today,
you were very angry.
Today?
Yeah, you were like mad over the entire time, the entire day.
Here's my microphone. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, we were shopping in Publix, and you're like mad at everything.
Well, this one lady made a comment. She's like, "You look really happy because I did like this little dance step in front of the fridge."
And you're like, "No, I'm angry."
I was like,
"I will beat you up. You want
to
fight right
now?"
I'm
ready to eat little babies.
You're like, "I'm gonna break your hip."
She was an older lady.
Yeah, and you're like, "I'm gonna break your hip.
I'm gonna kick you right in the."
You're like, "I'm going to take your walker and beat you with it."
Well, she didn't have a walker.
I'm going to take your cane and beat you with it.
That's horrible.
I'm going to take your oxygen tank and beat you
with it. We are not advocating violence against elderly people.
You are.
Or anybody.
You're an angry person.
I didn't. I'm not an
That's
angry
what you
person.
Were thinking.
I'm not an angry person at all.
You were. You're like so mad today.
Yeah, whatever. You've never seen me mad.
You were mad this morning.
I don't think anybody.
go
well,
turn the palm.
You heard about it, but you didn't see it. You didn't see it. You didn't see it.
You told me you were so mad you couldn't drive.
I'm telling you. Dude, when I got
that's,
really
that's pretty
I
angry.
I got mad in college one time, and my roommate, who's I'm never mad, he got into his room and he locked the door. He's like, "I've never seen you mad, and you were so mad that I was scared."
I was scared.
Yeah, because I mean, it's one of those you get.
And you weren't even working out then, were you?
No, I was. I just wasn't working out that heavy. But yeah. So, peaks and valleys. Where are we at? 45 minutes.
Next topic.
We're at 45 minutes and we haven't talked.
That's because we always manage to sidetrack on everything.
Yeah, we do.
We're not to the
point.
Should,
this shouldn't even just be. This should just be a regular just two dudes with a microphone or something, or two dudes with two microphones. This isn't isn't like two dudes with a microphone.
We only have like what, like 10 people that listen to this.
Not even.
So it can only go up from here.
Of which, like, two are us.
We could say like whatever, and it would be better than what we're already doing.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm actually kind of curious right now.
You're gonna look at how many people saw the last one?
I'm gonna look and see how many quote unquote subscribers according to Feeburn we have, but nobody said anything about shirts or anything. So
no one wants shirts.
I'll just something. I don't know. Nobody wants to listen there.
We should.
Nobody cares about our
podcast. We should broadcast our little sticker idea.
The what?
The sticker idea for your website.
Oh yeah. Go ahead, talk about it.
Well, this wasn't even written down to talk about, but we might as well bringing it up.
Well, it's not a bad idea.
Well, this all started. I'll give the listeners
12 people. Oh yeah, hasn't changed in like 4 weeks.
Wow, and I didn't even watch it. I didn't even listen to it. So that's 12 legit.
Well, it's not
people.
Based on the. Oh, I don't know. That's 12 legit
clicks,
people.
Whatever.
Well, you know what it is too is there's a lot of bots on the internet. So as soon as they click a link, it probably gets registered.
Well, whatever. We're still happy with 12.
Two.
What?
I don't think anybody listens.
Whatever.
Nobody listens. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
12. 12 clicks or something.
Yeah, bots. Google counts as a click, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
We still have 12 clicks.
Yeah.
I think this is so buried.
Subscribers.
I think this is so buried that it's not going to be like bots aren't going to be hitting
not.
It.
Of course not.
But anyways.
I'm still waiting for that Reddit post.
The whole.
These guys are supposed to be talking about fitness and nutrition, but they just talk about random shit. They're kind of funny.
Oh, getting flamed on Reddit?
Huh? No, I'm saying it'd be kind of funny. I'm waiting for like a Reddit post. Like, hey, I found these dudes.
That's what I thought. Like,
yeah, you freaked the shit. You thought we made front page because you were logged in.
I logged in. But see, I wasn't logged in. That was the thing. It did it twice. It did it twice on her Mac. Okay, her MacBook there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I went to just go Reddit. I was not logged in. I always reset Safari when I get out of there, so it just clears everything. Clears.
You know what your first problem is, right?
What?
You're using Safari.
It's the default browser, and it's her.
You
computer.
Can install other browsers.
I'm not going to touch her computer.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
But you touch it to view Reddit.
I use it to with Safari. I'm not going to install anything on her computer that she doesn't want. Anyways. So I just go on Reddit like I normally do before I go to bed, just like see like the front
all
page.
All the links are purple.
At least to the fifth page, all the links are purple.
It's like how I know to go to bed.
I saw it though. It was like the fourth one, and I swear I wasn't logged in. And so okay, it was
and
the
you didn't realize
one,
I had no upvotes.
And I start freaking out, right? And I'm like, oh, we made it to the front page. I text you. I'm like, we made it to the front page. I'm like, no, this can't be real. and so
I must be dreaming.
I said, I exit out. I reset Safari. So it clears everything, you know. And I go back in, and it's not there, right? I'm like, okay. So I exit out, and I open up another Safari 5, window.
5,000 downloads.
And I go to Reddit. I go to Reddit, and it's there again. I swear the computer, like, logged. It hates me. It was, like, screwing with me because I swear it logged me in again without me even logging in.
Uh-huh.
And I, because
I
saw
might have
it,
like the auto logger,
and I was like, Jamie, check this out. I'm like, we're on the front page again. Like, I showed
like,
her, like, we're
no,
legit on the
silly.
Front page. And it's there. It's like the fourth or fifth link, right? Podcast number 6. And I'm like freaking out. And I'm like, all right, let me just try it one more time. And I reset Safari and make sure I'm not logged in. And yeah, it's nowhere.
Yeah, I think I was saying earlier, I'm kind of scared already because I have a feeling if we ever did get anybody.
They're gonna find
some comment.
They're gonna go find your Facebook, your like MySpace, your like anything that you have.
They have everything
on
you.
They're gonna find like pictures of you. They're gonna find like your whole entire history about you.
Your Counter-Strike kills and deaths.
Yeah, they'll be like, this guy. No, these guys aren't telling the truth. these guys are phonies.
Yeah. Which most people are phonies.
But
it's just a matter of these.
Oh no,
they
love to play detective. They love to go on witch hunts.
Oh yeah.
And then they find out it's like true or like
it's
that.
It's not
they
that hard
like,
nowadays. It's Google. It's not like, you know.
But anyways, the sticker. I'll tell you about the sticker real quick. So I was the whole this thing started about the sticker thing was because I don't know what the new fad is putting all the stickers about what you do in your personal life on the cars, like the family crap that ever goes on cars
I
right now.
I hate those.
And all this
like
other
I
stuff.
I have 45 children and 16 cats.
Yeah. I don't know that one day I was driving to work and I saw like 10 cars that had like the 13.1 mile, like the sticker on there for doing half marathons.
You know what that tells me? That means you're too much of a pussy to do a full marathon.
That's why I told you.
I texted
you that. That's why I texted you.
Oh, you just told me you didn't give a shit about the people doing 13.1
miles. No. I said though, I had it on there. I was like, I said, why don't they just do 26.2? I was like, why is it 13.1?
Never mind.
Like, why would you even feel proud about that?
I think 13.1 is actually an Olympic marathon because I know it's
no,
a little bit
they
different.
Do a full they do 26.2 mile yeah they do a I'm, full
I'm,
marathon
I'm
the Olympics.
Thinking of something else then because there's some oh you know what I'm thinking of an Olympic triathlon Because there's like
you're not thinking of it because the only people that win.
No, shut the fuck up, Vaughn. No, because there's sprint triathlons and there's triathlons and there's an Olympic triathlon, which is like kind of in between. It's like, yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Not Olympic marathons because it doesn't make any sense.
But anyways, so all mad about the 13.1, everyone having 13.1 mile stickers on their car, and I was texting you, and I was like, why don't we just make a stickers for your bench, squat, and deadlift stuff that you could like put your numbers on your car or something like that. It'd be like the same thing.
Yeah.
That was just being silly, but then it kind of turned into a cool idea.
Yeah, it would be kind of a cool thing with the logo.
Well, I said imposing, like all your three like lifts into that one, that same.
Yeah, I don't know if I really, it'd be too complicated. I don't think you could tell what it
anyways.
Was.
Anyways.
It's a good idea. I don't know where to go, how to start it though.
No.
But what were we talking about?
You want to talk about your plateaus?
Nah, we'll save that for next week.
Why?
It's at 50 minutes.
We're already at 50 minutes?
Yeah, we're already going way over.
Well, then next week we have Dennis talking about his
peaks and valleys.
Peaks and valleys of working out and his frustrations.
He's getting good and then sucking
how
ass.
His squat went from like 425 now down to 385.
Maybe, yeah. And that's a struggle.
Yeah, he gets to talk about that next week. And then we also have up next week the questioning about powerlifting squats in your knees, your joints, and stuff like that.
Yeah, just basically injury, recovery, and recovery, when to take breaks. We're going to talk about
when
all
to take
stuff.
Breaks, yeah.
Because that's kind of important and how we got to where we are. But, yeah, and if anything in the news comes up, or if anybody has any questions or wants to chastise us, or say anything.
Or wants the first t-shirt ever.
Yeah. I have a bunch of shirts sitting at home. They didn't come out quite just right, the color, because they made them orange instead of, I guess, gold, quote-unquote. But they're free t-shirts. You don't have to pay shipping. I'll send it to you free. Just send me an email.
Free shipping on a t-shirt.
Free shipping. Serious, free. No issues. No bubbles, no troubles.
We will give it to a Mexican on a donkey.
That's what I should do. I just hand them out to a bunch of the homeless guys. Like, who are all these homeless guys? They're all these easily blue shirts. It'd be kind of funny, though.
The homeless army.
The homeless brigade of bodybuilders.
Sleep lift.
Yeah, you don't know. I probably thought about the fight. Amateur fights that I went to last night. Some horribly mismatched fights. But they were fun to watch.
So I don't know anything about this.
There was some weight classes, right? Like, say, like the 180. And the two opponents are completely different. One dude was like fat, and the other dude was just ripped. I was like, how is this fair?
Who won?
The ripped guy. The fat kid got knocked. He got knocked around. He was throwing like sissy punches. Like, yeah, he just couldn't
even
throw.
What's the worst hit you saw last night?
The worst hit
that
I saw?
The worst that someone got hit last night.
The coolest was the launch. It was an MMA match, and these two guys, one guy like went to like take down the other guy, but he launched himself and the other guy into the air. Like, he almost flew over the ropes. Like, I wish I had that on video. It was amazing. But that was probably the best that I saw. There was a couple of good kicks and shit. This one kid almost dropped to the ground when he got kicked in the leg in the Muay Thai fights. Jason's falling asleep.
I want to hear the punch. I'm waiting for the punch.
There wasn't a great punch
in all of Muay Thai and MMA.
But there was no, like, not that I saw, there was no, like, knockout. Like, there was a lot of, like, finish him! And they got close, but then, like, you know, they either had a heart or they just didn't finish it off. So I don't know. But I guess you kind of had to be there.
Had to be there.
Yeah.
Like the
be there or be square.
Like that one joke on Reddit that I saw about how Neil Armstrong used to tell horrible jokes about the moon, and then he'd say, I guess you had to be there.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny to be able to say that.
Why don't you fly yourself to the moon? Actually, been there, done that. Not much there. Oh, Neil. I almost said Lance there. There's so many Armstrongs. For a second there, I got confused between Neil Armstrong, Lance Armstrong. Who's the other guy? Who was the trumpet guy? I can't remember his name.
I know who you're talking about.
Another Armstrong. Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, I'm thinking Neil Diamond. Never mind. Yeah. Neil Armstrong, 7-time Tour de France winner and trumpet player. First black guy on the moon. Oh, Jesus. Let's end it here. Yeah. Dennis and Jason here with EatSleepLift.com. Thanks for watching.
Good night. Questions and
comments at show@eatsleeplift.com. Free shirt if you want it. Later.